What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Fireside Giants. I'm your host, Anthony Rivardo, joined by my co-host, Alex Wilson. And today, we're going to be breaking down one specific draft prospect that we like for the New York Giants. Now, the Giants have a need here on the interior of their defensive line. Obviously, Dexter Lawrence, an all-pro caliber player, one of the best players in the entire sport. But opposite Dexter Lawrence, it's a little bit thin on the interior of the defensive line for the Giants. They, of course, do have Nacho, Raheem Nunez-Roches. They signed that one defensive lineman this offseason, Roy Robert Henderson, I believe is his name. They've got some depth pieces alongside Dexter Lawrence, but none legitimate starters, right? Like, yes, you can have Raheem Nunez-Roches start for you 17 games if you need him to, but then you probably end up with a bad run defense like the Giants had this past season when Raheem Nunez-Roches was their starter. So how do they upgrade that position? Well, thankfully, the upcoming 2025 NFL draft class is filled with defensive line talent. All of the top analysts, scouts, and outlets are saying that this defensive line class is just loaded with starters across the board well into the middle rounds of the NFL draft. And for the Giants, who, yes, are picking at number three overall, unlikely to take a defensive lineman there. However, when they're on the clock at pick number 34 in the second round, that might be the perfect time to land an interior defensive lineman that could start on day one, be an impact player as soon as they're drafted. And we found the guy that we think could be exactly that for the Giants, and that is Tyleek Williams out of Ohio State University. I was showing Alex this guy. We were talking about him, and man, we both are super impressed with him. I'll throw this out there just kind of, you know, for the long-term Fireside Giants viewers, the guys who've been around since day one, you guys all remember how much I liked Aleem McNeil coming out of the draft. I think that was like in 2020 or 2021, Alex. I was such a big Aleem McNeil fan. I've identified my next defensive line gem here with Tyleek Williams, I think. This is my guy in this draft class. His playing style is exactly what I like from defensive linemen. He's a freak athlete. He's an absolute beast against the run. But that athleticism at that size, you can't teach it. And that's why I think he would be such an exciting selection for the Giants if they are on the clock and they do take him with a number 34 overall pick. So that's who we're going to go ahead and discuss today, and also speak more generally about the impact that a rookie defensive lineman could have on the trenches for the Giants and why it's so essential for them to add some talent alongside Dexter Lawrence. But before we dive into all of that, Alex, how are you doing today, my friend? And what are your thoughts on Ohio State defensive lineman Tyleek Williams?
Doing pretty good, and yeah, it's nice to take a day off from discussing the quarterbacks and all this and Aaron Rodgers and Sanders. It's nice to just have a day where we talk about a different position. And in the second round, the Giants could go a number of different ways. And naturally, you know, BPA is always the best method to go. Just getting the best players no matter the position, even if you have a strong suit. And the defensive tackle class this year is so strong. Like, you get starters in the first four rounds at the position. So maybe that favors the idea of waiting. But the upper echelon, the upper crop, the cream of the crop here is still better than the mid rounds, you know, if you do want to wait until then. And Tyleek Williams is one of those guys that you watch him play, and the guy just has extraordinary power. 334 pounds, you mentioned. This is not a small dude. This guy is encroaching on Dexter Lawrence's weight, like only 5 or 6 pounds away from being the same weight as Dexter Lawrence. He's a little bit shorter, I think, but, you know, that's kind of how I envision this defensive line going for the Giants. They need another big-time run stopper. They added some depth, like you mentioned, but they should be going out and getting a really good young defensive tackle that can pair up with Dexter Lawrence, can learn, soak up all the information possible, and develop his techniques and add a different element, right? Dexter Lawrence is a one-size-fits-all. He's an elite run stopper, and he's an elite pass rusher. You get the best of both worlds with him. But when it comes to, you know, another player alongside him, of course, you can't always have the best of both worlds. You can't have both. But in this instance, you're getting a player that has the upside to be a solid pass rusher with a little bit more refinement and tweaking. But on day one, he's going to give you leverage, and he's going to give you a lot of support in run defense. And the Giants last year were horrid in run defense. They could not stop the run. And the best way to beat an opposing team is to make them one-dimensional. If you stop the run, especially in today's NFL, Anthony, like, you're looking at a lot of teams kind of turn back the clock a little bit. The Lions are a big run-first team. You know, you see a lot of these teams. The Eagles are a big run-first team. A lot of clubs have those running backs that are capable of just destroying you in any given week. And, you know, the Giants need to be able to limit those teams. Like, the best teams in football all run the ball really effectively. And in the NFC East, there's always been a strong running game kind of identity, you know, whether it be the Cowboys who used to run through Ezekiel Elliott, they've kind of fallen off a bit. Now you got Jaden Daniels who can move with his legs, and obviously Saquon Barkley over in Philadelphia. You have to be able to stop the run. And if you are able to do that effectively, you're going to create a lot more opportunities for yourself to get off the field and give your offense more chances to have the ball. So, you know, that element is so under kind of appreciated in today's NFL. And the Giants, they revamped their secondary with Paulson Adebo, Javon Holland. They have lots of good talent there. There's only one missing link to me, and it's that defensive tackle spot next to Dexter Lawrence. And Tyreek Williams is a freak of nature. 6'3", 334. He's no small guy, and he moves. If you watch him at the combine, moves like a freaking running back. Like, you don't see guys like that at that size. Like, Dexter Lawrence at his size running the way he does is astounding. You know, having a guy with that level of athletic profile next to him who's already going to be a day one, like, premium run stopper, you know, that's a good place to start. That's a good benchmark to say we can build from there.
Absolutely. And before we continue this conversation, Alex, I'm going to throw this out there. Back in that 2021 offseason, when we revealed to the Fireside Giants viewers that we were such big fans of Aleem McNeil, the Fireside Giants viewers went to social media and they started hitting up Aleem McNeil and saying, get on this podcast. And he got on this podcast. Fireside Giants fans, do it again. Go after Tyreek Williams and get him on the show. That would be fantastic. I love interviewing draft prospects, especially these defensive linemen. There's something about defensive linemen that just gets me excited, gets me going. Like, that's pure football, right? Like, you fall in love with football for these big, beefy guys duking it out in the trenches. That's Tyreek Williams, and that's why I'm so excited to be talking about him. For all the things that you mentioned, Alex, and everything else that I will say, listen, he has an innate ability to stop the run. His ability to get low, low man wins, right? We've all heard that phrase. Tyreek Williams, he's the low man, and he is an absolute anchor at 334 pounds. He moves like a running back, as you said, Alex. I was watching some of these combine drills, just refreshing myself on Tyreek Williams, and I was astounded. I could not believe the way that this man was moving at the NFL scouting combine. He's fast, he's agile, and he's got some power, and power is what wins in the trenches. And Tyreek Williams, man, he's just a rare blend. I know I'm talking about him like he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I don't mean to do that. I'm just excited because, again, I love these trench guys. And if he is sitting there on the board for the Giants at pick number 34, for me, Alex, you know my mindset. You always draft the best player available. But if he's there at 34, it's one of those perfect moments where the BPA also happens to fit a major need for the Giants. And that's what happens in an ideal world, right? You have a need on your roster. You don't have to reach for it because the guy that you're drafting is the best player on the board. He just happens to be at a position of need. And I truly do feel as though if Tyreek Williams is there at 34, he would be the BPA and he would fill a major need for the New York Giants. I really do think too, Alex, he maybe didn't have the greatest production as a pass rusher throughout his collegiate career. You know, when you're looking at stats and PFF grades and stuff like that, but he had like an average pass rush win rate, if you want to use that as an example, a 6.6% pass rush win rate. He only had 3 sacks in 2024 and only 16 hurries. Yeah, so these stats aren't like going to jump off the page and say, hey, this guy's an elite pass rusher. But you know what will jump off the page? It'll jump off the film is that athleticism that tells you maybe he wasn't productive as a pass rusher at Ohio State. However, that might have been just a result of the role that he was playing in that defensive front. He's got these tools and traits that you simply can't teach to become a really extraordinary pass rusher on the interior at the next level. So he's already at a baseline where this guy's anchor is unreal. He's big and he's a bruising defensive lineman who could stop the run and make an impact in that regard from day one in the NFL, in my opinion. But then that rare athleticism and the ability that he has to move not only up the field, but laterally as well, gives him potential to one day develop into a force to be reckoned with as an interior pass rusher. So I think that the Giants would improve in several facets with this kid in their lineup because I think they improve against the run and they're able to push the pocket from the interior a little bit more. They're already one of the best at that because they have Dexter Lawrence. But imagine having two good pass rushers from the interior. Now it's really hard for a quarterback to feel comfortable in the pocket. And that actually helps the New York Giants secondary. If you've got pass rushers in your face as a quarterback, you got to get that ball out quicker. That makes it easier for your defensive back. So I really think, and that's now speaking to a larger point, not just Tyleek Williams, but the idea of finding interior rushers for this Giants defense and getting a guy who can push the pocket with Dexter Lawrence in the middle, I think is essential, because I think that's going to help what really is a young and inexperienced secondary not have to cover as long and therefore play some better ball. Like, Deontay Banks is the perfect example, right, Alex? Last year, we saw him oftentimes, he was in position. He just didn't get his head turned around. But other times, he was running around in man coverage for 4 seconds because the pass rush just wasn't getting home. Well, obviously, they double-team Dexter Lawrence. They send a chip man out on Brian Burns as a tight end to double-team him. And then it's just Kayvon Thibodeau left one-on-one, and he wasn't winning those matchups. And Raheem Nunez-Roche is not a pass rusher. He's a run defender. So what are you going to do there? How do you get after the quarterback in that situation? How do you prevent it so that Deontay Banks isn't in coverage for 4 full seconds? You need another interior rusher. That's what the Giants need. And that's why I think Tyleek Williams or any of these guys in the second, third round who have that pass rushing quality could be such an exciting and impactful addition to the New York Giants. So, Alex, now speaking more generally about defensive linemen, not necessarily Tyleek, although he's obviously included in this, why do you think it's so important that the Giants not only bring in a guy who can stop the run, but that element of being a rusher from the interior, how special can that be and how transformative can that be for defense, especially one with a young secondary?
I mean, having an elite defensive line takes a tremendous amount of pressure. And honestly, the secondary got a lot older. I mean, they're young on paper, obviously, but in terms of experience, they got substantially more with Adebo and Javon Holland. But, you know, one of the things that I really like about Tyleek Williams is that his power is elite. Right. His biggest con is that his arms aren't that long and his hand work needs a little bit more refinement. But the hand work will come with more training and coaching at the NFL level. Like, he'll learn a thing or two from Dexter Lawrence regarding hand work and kind of, I guess, improving in that regard. If he gets the hands work done, if he gets the ability to use his leverage and his power and maximize that, which Lawrence is an elite player at. This guy could be special. I mean, his power is overpowering in nature. 1v1 blocks, he's going to kill you. He's gonna annihilate you. And Lance Zierlein used a couple of words, some of them kind of suspect. Other one, though, very, very, and I'll tell you in a second, Anthony, one of them I really like, though, is he calls Tyleek Williams violent. And the Giants need more violent players. They need more guys that are in the trenches that are just completely violent and are aggressive and they are freaking out there to kill you. Because that's what the NFC East has become, man. Like, you need to destroy the other people. Jalen Carter, like, he destroys you. You know what I mean? Like, he just completely takes your confidence away. Dexter Lawrence takes your confidence away. Having another player with that overpowering nature, I like the idea of violent. The other suspect thing that Lance Zierlein said is he has girthy lower body with big, meaty hands. Very choice words from Lance Zierlein. Could have used anything else to describe that, but nonetheless, that's how he describes Tyleek Williams. Very interesting. Explosive and violent in initial stages of his block take-on. So, you know, the shorter arms are the thing that kind of gets him a little bit of a red flag in his ability to shed double teams. But I watched a clip of him putting his leg in the ground and taking on a double team and just stonewalling them. And it's like, that level of power, it's you're kind of born with that, man. Like, it's hard to find stuff like that. And I think it's a good place to build from as a prospect.
Absolutely. I only wanted to jump in quickly because I'm looking at the same scouting report from Lance Zierlein as you. You skipped over another. You know what? I'm just going to read this scouting profile because I think Lance Zierlein was on something here. He was doing this on purpose. Because the first sentence here, Alex, drain clogging run defender with violent first contact and nimble feet for impressive tackle production. All right, I'm sorry.
Why? Right. Anything else you could have used to describe this player? Instead, you said girthy lower body with meaty hands. Like literally, could have used drain anything. You could have literally said anything. Like extremely, like strong lower body with great hand work. I mean, also kind of suspect, but I guess like.
Yo, how about?
And it felt like just so seamless. It's so easy to like come up with these.
The knockback pop and ability to eat up runners. I just, this guy Lance Zierlein, I don't know if I can read his scouting profiles anymore.
Yeah, I know. I think I have to keep these to myself.
I'm moving over to Pro Football Focus from now on. There's no more
Lance
Zierlein.
Honestly, I kind of enjoy reading them, though, so it's kind of worth it. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Lance, absolutely hilarious with these scouting profiles. But nonetheless, couldn't agree more with the girthy lower body and meaty hands. Absolutely, you can see it on film, too. It's incredible. Like, this guy, I mean, from a pure football perspective, you know, fits the Giants like a glove. And I think, you know, this is a player the Giants kind of need to add to their defensive front. And I think the defense has the chance to be a really good unit, like a well above average unit this year, mm-hmm. with the additions they've made and still having their draft picks. I think if Bobby Okereke like bounces back to his 2023 form and Banks gets a little bit more confidence and gets better and Adebo stays healthy and Javon Holland elevates this team, which he will, Brian Burns played injured half the year. Like, this is going to be a good defense. And if they're going to draft a rookie quarterback, it's critical that they have a good defense because they want to give the ball back to that rookie as much as possible.
Yeah, all the guys that you mentioned are so crucial, but it's the guy that you didn't mention that I think is the key to unlocking this defense, and that's Kayvon Thibodeaux. He's been a little bit of a disappearing act. Yes, he's flashed that potential, but he hasn't been the game wrecker that we thought he would be when the Giants drafted him at number 5 overall in 2022. The Giants need that guy to step up this year. One of the ways that they could help him step up, add another rusher on the interior, create more one-on-one opportunities for Kayvon Thibodeaux. But I really think he is like the key here, because you're right, Bobby Okereke bouncing back would be huge. Brian Burns is a really good player. Dexter Lawrence, if he stays healthy, we know how good he is. But Kayvon Thibodeaux, if he can elevate his game and become closer to what we expected him to be when they drafted him in the first round of 2022, that would be a difference maker and a half. Like, that's a game changer right there, to have two really good edge rushers rather than one really good edge rusher and one kind of good edge rusher. So I think Kayvon Thibodeaux really is the key here. And the other thing that I'll say for the defense, Alex, I actually think the offense is going to help the defense a lot, because last year I thought the defense was on the field way too much and way too quick in some instances, where long drive defense does its job, holds the offense, the opposing team to 3 points, right? And then the offense goes out there, quick three and out. So now they're right back on the field and they're exhausted. Another long drive. Now they've bend and they've broken, touchdown surrendered. So that, to me, was the story of the Giants defense last year, but it really was a result of the Giants offense's ineptitude and their inability to score points and sustain long drives. There's a lot to be said about sustaining long drives. It wears defenses down and it keeps your defense fresh. The Giants were unable to sustain long drives this past season. Therefore, they couldn't wear down defenses. Defenses were fresh against them. Meanwhile, their defense was all beaten up, basically. That's why they had so many injuries there. Those guys were on the field constantly. So I think that's going to be crucial. And like you mentioned, a rookie quarterback, having a good defense paired with a rookie quarterback, crucial. So much support that the rookie quarterback needs, and the defense can really help out in that regard. However, the rookie quarterback hopefully elevating this offense and sustaining some longer drives than Drew Lock, Tommy DeVito, Tim Boyle, and Daniel Jones were able to last season, if that rookie quarterback can have that impact, that will in turn make the defense better. The defense being better will make the rookie quarterback better. It's the ultimate team sport. Those two things go hand in hand. And that's why I think it's so crucial that the Giants keep adding talent to this defense and keep supporting the eventual rookie quarterback that they do insert into the lineup. So I think that about covers my bases there. I'll say, get a defensive lineman in this draft class, though. And you know what? Maybe you don't even stop there. This draft class is so loaded with defensive linemen. Maybe you take one in the second round. There's another guy who's really good as the BPA in the fourth or the fifth. You take another one, because it's really a talented defensive line class. And I believe in building through the trenches. And I believe that the New York Giants have plenty of room for improvement in those trenches. So I'd love to see them continue to add talent to the defensive line. But Alex, any closing thoughts here on Tyleik Williams, the man with the most sus draft profile ever written by Lance Zierlein of NFL.com, but also the man with just an absolute unusually awesome skill set in the trenches?
Yeah, I mean, definitely a crazy profile, but I'll tell you what, I think the Giants will walk away with a DT in this draft class, whether it's the second or the third round, and I'm curious to see how they value them. You know, do they feel they can get a starter in the third round? They have two third-round picks now. what positions are they looking to address? Do they go BPA? Are they specifically looking to draft spots? And fortunately, Anthony, I kind of think it works out in the Giants' favor that a lot of the positions that they currently need, BPA will naturally solve. You know, I mean, they have a lot of needs, but less than they did before free agency, obviously. Like, they could use another running back in the mid rounds, and they should be drafting one because this is a really good class. Defensive tackle, they need another defensive tackle, and they need a starting caliber one. There's a really good DT class. The receivers, I think there is a drop off after the first, and really even into the second round, there's quite a significant drop off in my opinion, but you could find a nice gem in the mid rounds if they luck into somebody. It depends who's available, obviously. So we'll see how things kind of fall into their laps and in what positions are BPA at that point in time. But they have a lot of draft picks, guys. Like, they're going to address, there's going to be a lot of new players on this team in a couple weeks. And, you know, the benefit of it is if things come together, this team could be a lot better. But we don't have a quarterback on the roster right now, aside from Tommy DeVito. So, like, until we know what happens there, I remain very, very cautious to be optimistic, because I just can't sit here and act like we're going to be a good team unless we have a quarterback that can sling the rock. So, like, who, depending on who we get there, will really determine my feelings about the outlook of this team. However, I do like the position that we are in financially, and I do think we added a lot of really good talent this free agency period. It just feels like it's too little too late, you know what I mean? Like, it feels like it's, if we had this last year and then we were coming in, we had all these pieces in place, it'd be a decent situation. But now we're trying to, like, blend that with, like, a rookie class, a rookie quarterback class that a lot of people are conflicted about, and free agent quarterbacks that we don't know. It's unfortunate that we kind of face the situation right now. But I guess we're going to find out if Joe Shane's take that, like, this team is close to being competitive is realistic or not. Last year's draft class really saved their ass. They have to have a good year this year. They have to have a good draft class. And that's quite why I've been, like, on the train of, let's take Travis Hunter, because – like, you can almost guarantee, like, Malik Nabers drafting him last year was, like, almost a guarantee you're going to have a good draft class because he was going to be a star. Travis Hunter is one of those guys. Abdul Carter, one of those guys. Like, you take them, and there's a really, really good chance they're going to be stars. So, like, you already win the draft by getting them. And that's kind of, like, they need to win this draft. They really need to win this draft. And those two guys give them the best chance of being able to say, we won that draft class because we got one of those two guys. And, like, that's kind of where I'm, like, makes sense, but I get why they would push a quarterback, because it is essential and critical they have that guy on the roster to, it really, not just self-preservation, but as the future of the team. Because right now, without a quarterback of the future we can depend on and look forward to, it doesn't feel like we have a future, which is, you know, kind of where we end up sitting and waiting to see what they do there.
Yep, we're still waiting on Aaron Rodgers. However, I will say, sounds like he's getting close to making a decision. While we were recording this, it was reported that he is in the Steelers facility meeting with them, which could mean that a deal is forthcoming, or it could just be a normal visit. We'll see. We know with Aaron Rodgers, he's on his own time. So, but of course, we will let you guys know if Aaron Rodgers does sign anywhere. That's why I encourage you all to follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants, because as soon as any New York Giants news breaks, we post about it right there on FSG. So make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed this episode. Subscribe to the channel if you're new. Ring the bell so you don't miss an episode, and comment your thoughts down below in the comment section. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, make sure to leave us a 5-star review and go ahead and follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants. Without further ado, we'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go Giants.